This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin has changed a lot in the last few years, in the last few decades. And we've all heard the concerns that what makes this city cool and attracted so many people here in the first place, music and art specifically, is being priced outside the city limits. But a small local institution is trying to preserve the memory of that, archiving the visual aspects of the city's music culture. I went to visit them a few weeks ago.
We are a nonprofit that collects, preserves, and exhibits Austin music-related art from about 1955 to present day.
This is Leah Meckling. She is the executive director of the South Austin Museum of Popular Culture.
We think it's important to preserve these items so that people can see them and appreciate what came before and what came together to make Austin the city that it is today.
For the past 15 years, the museum had been operating out of a space in the same building as the Planet K on South Lamar Boulevard. But now the museum is dropping the word South from its name and has moved into a brand new space on North Lamar Boulevard.
We need better space to store our collection, better space to display our exhibits. So many people, new people, are moving here who really don't know. They've heard that Austin's the live music capital of the world. And they like a lot of things they've heard about Austin, but they don't really know.
We're out on a desert, looking at the burning sun. We're out on a desert, looking at the burning sun.
Like the story of Grey Ghost. He was born in Bastrop in 1903. He died in 1996. There's a marker at the Long Center with his name on it, Roosevelt T. Williams. And at the museum, a striking photograph of Grey Ghost.
Really was one of those unrecognized people for many years. He actually drove a bus for the school system. And it was really hard for him to make a living doing his music, so he did a cornucopia of things. But then later in life, it became really popular. He had a weekly happy hour gig at the Continental Club for a long time.
I'm a traveling hobo, and I go from town to town.
That photo of Grey Ghost was part of an exhibit at the museum of photography by Martha Grennan. She's lived in Austin since the late 70s. She served as an art director for the Austin Chronicle for many years.
What we really like about her photographs is that a lot of them really show the bands in action. There's a lot of movement, so you really feel that energy.
Like this picture she took of Balbora, a punk band from Osaka, Japan, that was here for South by Southwest in 1998.
Here we have the girl singer just leaping up into the air while she's playing the guitar, and the bassist next to her, he looks pretty amused by that in a kind of reserved way.
In their old space on South Lamar, it was getting cramped. Art was hung virtually from the floor to the ceiling in one small area, pieces from their permanent collection.
Like an original painting that Sam Yates did from a photo.
We also have a painting of Stevie Ray Vaughan done by Scout Stormcloud.
We also have Scott Newton photos of Luann Martin.
Posters, of course. There's several original posters.
And it's a painting done by Gilbert Shelton and Jim Franklin. It's the Furry Freak Brothers in a lunar landscape peeking over.
What's this, the sculpture, this doll sort of splattered in red paint?
That's an example of our punk art. It was done by Randy Biscuit Turner, who was an artist and musician. He was in the band called the Big Boys.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! That's what we say!
He did a series of ongoing projects where, like for instance, this is a kind of tortured, bloody doll mounted on a painted background, and he did 50 of these, and we put them all up at one time. It really made a big impact. We hang it up high in hopes that when children come in here, they won't notice it right away, because, you know, like deer, sometimes people don't look up. Children look up every time. They notice it every time.
Ah! And of course, as she mentioned, the Austin Museum of Popular Culture has pieces by Austin's granddaddy of poster art, Jim Franklin.
Jim Franklin, who's from Texas, came to Austin in the mid-60s, got involved with the Vulcan Gas Company, which was the first psychedelic club here, and designed a lot of their posters. Gilbert Shelton was the other primary artist, but Jim Franklin certainly was no slacker and just has such a wild and vivid imagination. He really illustrated a whole generation's sensibilities. Austin has always been a city of change. We have 5 universities here, and so there's a constant influx of young, talented, eager, creative people. And it should be appreciated and encouraged. So how do you do that? I think you look backwards and you learn, and then you know better where you want to go in the future, and you can take Austin to a really great place.
Leah Meckling is the executive director of what is now the Austin Museum of Popular Culture. Used to be the South Austin Museum of Popular Culture, but they're dropping the word South from their name, and they've moved to the building behind Threadgill's old number 1 at 6416 North Lamar Boulevard. The first exhibit in their space is art by Jim Franklin. The opening is Sunday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m.